No matter how great our discouragement, we can take heart from the history of Israel, a people divided, humiliated, and exiled. From their defeat, God fashioned a greater kingdom. From their poverty, God brought forth riches and a Savior. Find out more next on Breaking the Bread. This Sunday's liturgy gives us a lesson in ancient Israelite geography and history. Isaiah's prophecy in the first reading is quoted by Matthew in the Gospel. Both intend to recall the apparent fall of the everlasting kingdom that God promised to David. 8 centuries before Christ's coming, that part of the kingdom where the tribes of Zebulun and Naphtali lived was attacked and overrun by the Assyrians, and the tribes were hauled off into captivity. It marked the beginning of the end of David's kingdom. It finally crumbled in the 6th century BC when Jerusalem was seized by Babylon and the remaining tribes driven into exile. Isaiah prophesied that Zebulun and Naphtali, the lands first to be degraded, would be the first to see the light of God's salvation. Jesus today fulfills that prophecy, announcing the restoration of David's kingdom at precisely the spot where the kingdom began to fall. His gospel of the kingdom includes not only the 12 tribes of Israel, but all the nations, symbolized by Galilee of the nations. Calling his first disciples, 2 fishermen on the Sea of Galilee, he appoints them to be fishers of men, gathering people from the ends of the earth. They are to preach the gospel, as Paul says, to unite all peoples in the same mind and in the same purpose in the worldwide kingdom of God. And by their preaching, Isaiah's promise has been delivered. A world in darkness has seen a great light. The yoke of slavery and sin, borne by humanity since time began, has been smashed. And we are now able, as we sing in the responsorial psalm, to dwell in the house of the Lord and to worship Him in the land of the living as the family of God. This is Scott Hahn for Breaking the Bread.
Breaking the Bread is a production of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. If you'd like to receive written copies of Dr. Hahn's reflections on the Sunday Mass readings, you can contact us by email at staff@salvationhistory.com or call us at 740-264-9535. That's 740-264-9535.